Begin transmission.
Oh yes, once again, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I just pulled into the parking lot of Herrenhaven, and I haven't even gotten out of the car yet because there is a marmot not even 10 meters away over there at the edge of the grass by the parking lot. Oh, he's moving. Oh, he's looking at me now. Yeah, I pulled into the driveway, into the parking lot, and I saw a Mati over there, kind of by where I like to park in the shade. And I pulled up, and he didn't freak out or anything, but I think he's starting to get worried now. Yeah, he's getting a little worried now. He's worked his way back into the grass a little bit. And I recognized that Mati. That's one of our little Matis who was born earlier this spring under the shed. Oh, and there he goes. He's wandering back into the tall grass. I can see the grass moving, but I can't see him anymore. He has disappeared. I guess we can get out of the car now. Yeah, so this is one of the Matis that we've been chasing around all year. Yeah, I don't see any evidence of him anymore. Oh, let's get out of the car. Oh my God, that was so funny. I pulled in and I was like, Mati, 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 Mati. And the show hadn't even started yet. Oh, that's so great. And why was he out? If he's here, I have a feeling I know what den he's been hiding in. There's some dens back there that we can't really get to because of just the undergrowth is so tall and grown up. But anyway, it's a lovely day. It's probably about 72 degrees, maybe 74 degrees. The sun is shining, the wind is breezy, and we saw our Mati. I'm still just standing here by the car looking over at where he was. There's butterflies over there too. I think it rained overnight. When I got up this morning and was standing at my kitchen window, it looked like my deck was kind of wet, but I couldn't tell. The street and everything is dry, but there were some standing puddles, so it must have rained fairly early this morning. It's about noon now, local time. I'm still just standing here looking at that Mati area, looking for Mats. I don't think he's coming back out. Oh, but he was so nice, that Mati. He was a little guy, and he was rooting around looking for some Mati food. And he just needs to go into the forest because there's lots of elderberries in there now. I'm walking across the parking lot, but I'm having to take a surgery. I'm going to have to... I'm taking the roundabout way because there are standing puddles in the parking lot that are fairly significant. So here I am now, walking by the building. You know, and instead of going immediately into the forest, I'm just going to walk along the side of the building here, or the front of the building, and check all these plants for Hemeris Thisbe. Oh, and I just remembered I brought my camera with me. Why didn't I take any pictures of that Mati? I forgot I had the camera with me. I was so excited to see the Mat. There's butterflies. There's butterflies here. And there's grasshoppers. And here we are at this butterfly bush, and there's one, two, three prairie frits on it. Make that four. One, two, three, four. Interesting. But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for this stuff, because this is... Okay, here we got three or four bees flying around this plant that I don't know what it is. But bees and moths sure like it. I hear chirpy birds. Where are there chirpy birds? Are there birds inside the... I can't tell. I can hear birds, but I can't figure out where they is. Okay, so still looking. Still looking for Hemaris thisbe. Got a bumblebee here. Got some little moths. We got all kinds of little bugs. But I don't see thisbe anywhere. This is where I saw him the other day. He was flying around right over here. He really likes this plant. But I do not see our buddy. Just the little Fritz. Yeah. We got four Fritz flying around here having a good time. What was that? You know, and sometimes I find mantises in here too. Although, you know, the best time to come here to find a mantis is in like golden hour. What happens is, you know, the sun beats down on the front of the building and these bricks all get warm. And then the mantises, they like to hang out on the warm bricks. Okay, so now I'm kind of looking into the butterfly garden. And I'm wondering if I should go in there. No, it's a little breezy. I don't want to cause too much wind noise, and so I think we're going to head into the forest. I'm walking around the shed, and I wonder if our Mati's sibling is underneath there. I don't think so. I don't see any bugs. But yeah, that Mati that we saw, he has a sibling, a brother or a sister, I'm not sure. And I wonder where that Mati is. Probably around here somewhere. Let's see if we can find him. Alright, what's going on in the dragonfly pond? Not much. Just some frogs on logs. What's happening out here in the... in the outdoor classroom? Nothing. We saw five turkeys, a mommy and four babies hanging out here the other day. And I know where they are. Because yesterday when I was driving home, I went up to the turkey street, and before I even, as I turned onto the street, there they were sitting underneath a coniferous tree all hanging out. Okay, now I'm up here at the bocage looking at logs. Oh yeah, there's some fresh white jellies down there. So it must have rained. And over here on these other logs, I think I see some over here too. Yeah, there's some fresh white jellies down on there too. Oh, look at those lovely jelly mushrooms. I wish I could go down there and take a photograph. Boy, the wind's kind of kicking up now. But my back is to the wind. I'm actually walking backwards to try to protect the microphone from the wind noise. I can hear the rumbling of wind in my ears. Can you hear it over the air? Who knows? I turn back around and now I'm heading into the wind. Does that make the noise better or worse? Who knows? Hopefully it'll all go away as soon as I get into the forest here and into the windbreak. The natural windbreak that is the forest. Aha, and here we are. under the canopy, nice and cool, kind of dark. But the canopy is thinning out a little bit because it is autumn. Oh, I thought I saw some kind of dude, but no, it's just a bird hopping through the forest there on the forest floor. A lot of the leaves on the undergrowth plants and the underbrush, they're all falling off, and I can kind of see into the forest. That's good. Oh, wait, what's... There was something over here on this stick, and it flew away, and it looked like that might have been Hemeris Thisbe. Where did it go? It flew back there. Jeez, was that our dude? Was that our buggy moth dude? Mr. Moth, where are you, my friends? Well, I don't see him. He got away from me. Sometimes those guys are hard to track. They do not fly slow. You know, when you think of a moth, you think of something that flaps its wings maybe a couple times a second and flies around really slow, just flip. Not Hemeris Thisbe. Hemeris Thisbe beats its wings as fast as a bee or a wasp or a dragonfly. And so they can go zipping around. They can hover. They can hover above flowers and drink that sweet nectar out of the flower. Or they can zip. They can probably achieve an airspeed of 20 miles an hour or better. I haven't actually, you know, clocked one. But they can certainly fly faster than I can run. So anyway, here I am, standing at the crossroads. Looking around, can't really see anything. Looking out into the Mulhouse property. Let's continue on. We'll take the path that leads out to the boardwalk, and we'll see if we can see any stuff or dudes. Alright, I'm approaching the sub pond. There's some birds in the trees and bushes here. What's happening out here in the sub pond? I see a frog. Oh, there was a duck up here close by. He's flying away. Okay, bye, ducky. Oh. And I see something interesting. Yep, I was right. Hi, I'm waving. Guess who I'm waving at? I'm waving at a snapper. Snapper. Yeah, because here in the duckweed, about 15 meters from where I'm standing, about 15 meters from where I'm standing, there's this sort of oval-shaped lump of duckweed that sort of barely breaks the surface of the water. And that's suspicious because everywhere else the duckweed on the water surface is just smooth, smooth as silk. And so that's an indication that you have a snapper. And so as I was sitting here looking at it thinking, hey, I wonder if that's a snapper, he stuck his head up and he looked right at me. And now his head is back down underwater. I think he's hunting frogs. He's in the frog zone. That's a good sized snapper. It's probably a kula. That's one of our bigger snappers, but not the biggest. He's like the third biggest, and he's hunting frogs. So that's great. We saw a snapper today. Haven't seen a snapper in a few days, or even a few weeks. And now I'm out on the path that goes to the boardwalk. I have a feeling it's going to be windy out here, so we may not be out here for very long. I am now on the boardwalk, and in about 10 more steps, I'll be out over the water. I'm looking around. I see a jillion frogs. What else? What's going on out here? I see no turtles. Oh, there's a couple of frogs on logs. There's a lot of frogs in the water. But I see no dudes. So I'm slowly backing up. I'm going to head back into the forest because it's too it's too windy to be out there. I can tell the seasons are changing because my sinuses are going nuts. This morning, about 10 minutes before I left my house, I had to go through the whole routine of trying to clear my sinuses out. But that doesn't really help, because they're still going nuts. Alright, there's our snapper again. He's got just his snout out of the water, looking my way. That's a frog about, 2 meters in front of them. I bet that snapper is stalking that frog, gonna give him a chomp. So snappers are gonna eat some lunch. Wow, I got so much crap in my throat, it's really bothering me. Alright, so across the land bridge we go. I'm in direct sunlight and it's unpleasant. My back is starting to sting. Wait, I see weird grass moving down there. What's going on over there in the billabong? Well, it must be something small, like a frog, because I can't see it. I saw some grass moving and there was some ripples in the water. I was thinking maybe it was a scratty, but no. No scratty as of yet. Okay, back in the dark forest now. The canopy here is also especially thick. And there's some mushrooms growing on these logs, that same old stuff. We've walked by that enough times that I probably don't really need to make any comments about it. Yeah, and there's water around here. The trail is wet, there's some water standing in leaves. And now we're walking into the wall blind to see what's going on back here. Well, there's a little bit of action. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ducks. 2 are hanging out on logs. There's another 4 just sort of swimming around looking for ducky food, maybe eating some duckweed. I don't know what they're doing. Being ducks. But I don't see any scrats or any other types of dudes. Ducks only. Ducks only. So I'm walking out of the wall blind. And now we're walking around Frog Harbor. Looking down in there. Yeah, there's frogs sitting on the sticks. So that's good. Hooray for frogs. Everybody loves froggies. Look at those clowns. Okay, let's keep going. Oh, okay, so there's a bird going fweet right up above me. I don't know who he is or what he's doing. But I'm approaching the little bend in the path where we sometimes see deer. This is a good spot for observing the ridge. And sometimes there's mottis up there, sometimes there's deer up there, but I'm not seeing anything. There's still lots of leaves, but at least we can kind of see stuff. And sometimes the deer like to walk across the base of the ridge right over there. I don't see any dudes. I'm seeing no dudes today, but I just looked down. And I see a mushroom. Can't really get to it. But it's one of those Japanese cookie mushrooms. And I don't know what they're called. Maybe I should try to look those up, figure out what they are, so I can stop calling them these silly names that only I use. Yeah, if you see some mushroom and you ask a mushroom expert, hey, is that a Japanese cookie mushroom? They will not know what you're talking about. All right, well, there's that auricularia on that log that we saw a couple days ago. There's a little dude path that runs right by that log. You can see the where the little animals have been running. Rabbits and squirrels and probably marmots and foxes. Maybe even snoodlers. Oh, the light is hitting that auricularia in a very interesting way, and that would make a good photograph, but we can't get back there. All right, so we just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Checking out all these other logs too. This is a pretty loggy area. Not seeing much of anything else until we get up to this log that's kind of by the footbridge here. And the whole end of this thing is covered with little shelf mushrooms. Little tiny dudes. Some kind of polypore, I guess. And while we're standing here, we might as well look out over the turtle reproduction pond. There's a couple of ducks out there just hanging out. And that would appear to be it. But I'm double checking. I'm checking around the perimeter of the pond on all of the little sticks. I'm looking for our dude, the green heron. I don't see him. I see a couple of frogs here and there. But, yeah, that's about it. I think what we'll do is we'll go down to the the edge of the turtle reproduction pond. We can get a slightly different viewing angle. And we can see if there's any dudes out there. Da-dun, da-dun. Okay, who's out here? A lot of frogs. It's muddy down here. It rained all right. Wow, there's a lot of big frogs just staring at me. A lot of little ones too. Why are they all on this side of the pond? There's a boatload right here. It's about 8-9 per square meter. But I'm still looking for little greenie. I don't see him anywhere. But he would be hard to see if he was over there. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, later, frogs. How come none of these frogs spooked? Normally, frogs that close to the shore, and they start freaking out. But not this time. This time we have brave frogs. Hooray for frog courage. Alright, so to the big blind we go. Which means we must now walk past this vestigial wall. I can't believe this is here. I'm going to demand that this get torn down. And into the blind we go. I see lots of open water. There's enough wind that it's blowing the duckweed around. Speaking of ducks, I think we've got, oh wow, we've got more ducks on the new log than I've ever seen. Also, I wish I had the big camera now. Also on the log is a snapper. Oh wait, my camera is in macro mode. Gotta put it in regular mode. Look at that snapper. He's just flopped on the log there. He's so crazy. That is just funny as hell. And there's what? 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 23. And there's a good 35 ducks on the log. And this snapping turtle just laying there. with his arms flopped out. Oh, he's moving. Does he hear me talking about him, thinking, hey, I don't want that guy spying on me? Yeah, he's stretching his arm out and stretching his head out. Maybe he's just stretching. As I turn around and look over into the delta, there's some ducks over there, about a dozen, maybe 20. And I see something on this. No, that's just a duck. I thought I saw a little greeny, but no. It was just a duck. I'm looking around for our green heron, looking at all the places he likes to hang out, and I don't see him. Our snapper is staying on the log, just hanging out with ducks, having a nice day. Hello, I'm a snapper. Taking another picture here. Who's your snapper? Camera won't focus properly. This is when I wish I had the big camera, because we could get some decent shots. What's he doing? The snapper, he's acting funny. He's sort of rolling around on the log. It kind of looks like he's going to go somewhere. Where are you going? Oh, now he's facing back at me. Come on, you stupid camera. He's got one arm down. He's got his head. There we go. He's got his head looking at me. He knows I'm in here. He knows I'm in the blind. And he's thinking, ah, who's that talking about me taking pictures? Oh, what he doesn't know is he's going to be on the cover of Snapper Quarterly. And the ducks don't seem to mind him being there. And he doesn't seem to mind having the ducks there. And you can see the picture. These ducks are pretty close. You know, it's not like the snapper's just going to run up and snap them real quick. You know. Yeah, he's not going to be moving very fast on that log. His only real move is to flop off of it. But wow, we have seen two snappers in one day. And I think it was just yesterday I was complaining, hey, I haven't seen any snappers in a while. Where's my snappers? Blah, blah, blah. Well, now we know where the snappers are. This guy, he's just hanging out with his duck buddies. Snappers and ducks living together in harmony. All right, I have left the big blind, walking past this stupid wall, which is apparently made out of cedar, which makes sense. I think when you build anything outdoors out of wood, you want to use cedar because it doesn't rot as fast as other woods. So the only good side to that wall is you can smell it from about 10 yards away. All right, but going back over the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Yeah, and there's still no action out there, so I'm getting a little warm. I think I'm gonna head out. Do I need to go to the store today? Well, I could buy some more Pepsi, because yes, I'm still on a Pepsi kick, but it's sort of waning. The weather's getting a little bit cooler, I've noticed, and so it won't be long now before I can go back to drinking hot tea. And I'm looking forward to that very, very much. Because if you listen to this, you know how much I like to drink my hot tea. Listen to this. What are we listening to? You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got to get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、ジス。 スイズ DJ クーマタ、ウェルカム。